Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is with us. He's the arts editor of Metroland. It's always a pleasure to welcome him to our program. Today is no exception. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Joe.
We were listening to some great music. Who was it, Dave? Tell me again in my ear. Joywave, and they're going to be a part of Albany Tulip Festival. I don't know if you could hear that or not, Sean.
I could not. I know they are from Rochester, though.
Yeah, that sounds great. Really good. I was looking down the list. I was thinking, well, who could that be? I didn't know on the list, and I figured, well, could Todd Rundgren? No, it doesn't sound. But it was Joywave. So that's great. We'll get into that in a second. Before, let's talk about film. And you went to go see Avengers:
The Age of Ultron.
How is The Age of Ultron?
Well, it's like all of those movies. It's exhausting. You know, if you don't come out of there exhausted, you're lying. It's. I liked it a little better than the last one, the first Avengers movie, if only because the ending wasn't, you know, the ending of the last one was like alien invasion, and that bores me. But it has some good things. They add some new characters. There's a character called Scarlet Witch, played by Elizabeth Olsen. And, you know, Scarlett Johansson's great, and Chris Hemsworth's very entertaining as Thor. It's always funny when a guy walks around telling everyone he's a god. I mean, that's just funny.
That's cool. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And Iron Man just keeps getting more annoying. He's more of a neocon jerk in every movie. and I'm sort of worn out on him.
May I ask, and people will see right through this question, but may
sure.
I ask, do you think it is the performance, the character, or perhaps the performer himself?
I think it's both. I think they cast him for that reason.
Yes.
And that he comes, that Robert Downey Jr. can come across as an insufferable jerk.
Yeah.
And they're definitely playing that up in this one.
All right. And then the other film that you wanted to see.
It's Clouds of Sils Maria. It stars Juliette Binoche as a middle-aged actress, international movie star, who goes back to Switzerland to accept an award for her, the writer-director who made her a star, and then he dies. And then it sort of sets up a series of crises. It's sort of a personal chamber drama between Binoche and her personal assistant, played by Kristen Stewart, who's pretty good. I mean, she got like a French Oscar for it. I don't know if it's that good a performance, but she's pretty good. And it's an interesting movie about aging and acting and life. I liked it.
Cool. So that's still playing, right? We still have an opportunity to see that. That's cool. Then we go to what's happening tonight and tomorrow at MPAC.
Yeah, the performance artist Ellie Ga is going to be putting on two different shows tonight and tomorrow. And it's really interesting. She's, you know, interesting person. The first one is based on a 6-month residency she did on a research ship in the Arctic. And the second is based on when she was part of a team searching for traces for the Lighthouse of Alexandria in Egypt. That's one of the 7 lost wonders of the ancient world. So it should be interesting.
She is fascinating. She was in here on Tuesday, and I could have talked to her for the entire show. Unfortunately, we just had like 10 minutes. But my goodness, is she interesting. And, hopefully I won't upset anybody. But sometimes I don't fully understand the things that go on at MPAC. They're complicated. And at least they're complicated sometimes. They're hard to describe to the audience, a listening audience, as to what is happening, often because they're very visual. She
right.
did a beautiful job explaining her work. And I can only imagine that her performance will have that same focus, attention, and a riveting quality.
That's great.
Yeah, good stuff. Ellie Ga, MPAC, tonight and tomorrow night.
And then tomorrow night, Friday, at the Palace Theater, if you're looking for laughs, it's Brian Regan, one of the more popular stand-ups of the day.
Yes.
Then Friday night, also in Troy, at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's cellist Zul Bailey. He's going to be playing Bach, Brahms, Mendelssohn, and Chopin. And then also Friday night at the Upstate Concert Hall, it's those YouTube phenomenon, Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. It's this large band that takes contemporary hits, you know, like Miley Cyrus, and refashions them in 20th century musical forms, like 20s jazz or 50s doo-wop.
Yeah.
The kids like it.
Yes. Sarah did an interview with them a while back, and it was great. It was really fascinating stuff. Very, very interesting. And that is happening at Upstate Concert Hall.
That's at, up in Clifton Park, yeah. And then also Friday night at Turning Stone in Verona in the showroom, which is sort of the Vegas-style room, it's Todd Rundgren, the legendary great Todd Rundgren.
I heard somewhere they had, we were playing the new album. The new album sounds great. Really great stuff.
Terrific.
And he was, God, where did I say? Oh, he was on Letterman, too. And it's just really good stuff. So it'd be a lot of fun to see Todd Rundgren.
And then we get to the big event.
Yes.
Albany Tulip Fest. It starts Friday with some ceremonies, and the Tulip Queen candidates put on Dutch costumes and scrub State Street. It's a Dutch thing.
Yes.
And then there's a chalk drawing contest on Saturday called Drawing Up Central, which is in your neck of the woods over there.
Yeah.
On Central Avenue.
they don't clean Central Avenue. They only clean.
Right.
The chalk just stays. It's okay.
Yeah. And then the main event Saturday and Sunday is in Washington Park. There's two stages of music. There's food. There's kids fun. There's all kinds of things going on. And the weather is going to be insanely beautiful, according to all the local meteorologists. And it's going to be crazy, I think.
It's Albany Tulip Fest. It happens this Friday and Saturday. And a great time, I'm sure.
Yep.
Then let's go to Tivoli.
Carolyn Dorfman Dance will be at the Katzmann International Dance Center on Saturday night in Tivoli. Saturday and Sunday on the main stage at Proctor's, it's an interesting thing called I Love Lucy Live on Stage. The audience is transported you're not really at Proctor's, you're in the Desilu Playhouse in 1952. And they're going to do two episodes of I Love Lucy, and there's an announcer and a quartet will sing commercial jingles.
All right.
And then three movies opening, Hot Pursuit, which sort of looks kind of fun with Reese Witherspoon and Sofia Vergara. And then the D-Train with Jack Black and James Marsden, which is also a comedy. And then there's a documentary, The Merchants of Doubt, which is about those fine PR people who, make tobacco sound safe and global warming a hoax. So that ought to be cheerful.
Wow, that's so is it an indictment of the profession, or is...
Of these people, because it's pretty much the same group of people, according to the trailer.
The filmmakers.
Yeah.
Back to this I Love Lucy thing. Is this, so do you get a sense, so the person looks like Lucy and sounds like Lucy and Desi?
She looks like Lucy, yeah. It's a real candy-colored production. I looked at about a dozen high-res photos of the stage, and it's just like... it's not going to be like watching it on TV, that's for sure. It's an eye popper. Her hair is fire red.
and a different experience, because I can think of no better thing than watching back-to-back episodes of I Love Lucy, but this would be just a different experience.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Well, you can find out more. How are things going in the Find It More category? Do I want to move on, or...?
The website will be online today.
Okay, great. It's so I could say Meshland.net?
Yes, you can.
Okay. You still seem a little.
Well, the calendar function doesn't work yet.
All right. It's Meshland.net. Meshland.net. Sean Stone is the arts editor of that publication. Sean, thank you very much. Always great to talk to you.
You're welcome.